我们来看第八个佛陀对弟子们很重要的法句的教导。
The eighth important verse that Buddha had taught.
愿求非乐住，善护善摄护诸根，饮食之节量，具信又精进，魔不能胜彼，如风吹石山。
One who find this contemplated, whose faculty are well restrained, in food does moderation know, is full of faith who is diligent, that one no mara overthrows, as wind does not a rocky mount.
这个呢，这里所说的愿求，就是呢，这个愿字所说的就是戒律，停止自己呢太贪求啊物质外境的种种物欲。那么所谓的非乐呢，就是不以世间人所说的啊染欲之乐为欢喜爱乐。所以他这里所说呢，愿求非乐住，就是呢我自愿停止我自己向外一直贪求这个物欲无止境的享受啊，种种情染爱欲为根本，让我自己呢依止佛陀的戒律，运用清净的行为，那么不要有太多呢包袱的系累。
One who vows contemplate, it means that people are willing to stop seeking for the material with greedy mind. The willing here can be represented of the Buddha precepts. I voluntarily to stop seeking ease and comfort, and then I will follow the Buddha's precept.And I will try not be tied by the desire of love, food, and any other materials.
所以呢，由于我们不被这个外面的物质所束缚，够用就好。那我们就没有这么大的啊包袱，需要我们去啊担心害怕。善摄护诸根，就是善于呢守护我们自己的眼耳鼻舌身，眼睛呢不要看太多不实际不实用的东西啊，能够用正眼看一切呢人，能够用正心观一切事情的发展。耳呢就是啊听到不善的音声，要从我们心中转成智慧的妙用。那么善于啊守护我们自己啊所有的啊六根，其实就等于呢让我们自己从心起的时候就要起无贪求的清净戒。
As a result of we do not restrain by the materials, we are satisfied for the thing we have owned, and we don't have to afraid to own nothing one day. to defend our six organs of ears, eyes, nose, tongue, body, and mind carefully. Don't use the eyes to see the unmeaningful thing. Anything in your eyes is all nice. To use the wisdom mind to observe the thing. Once you heard something unmeaningful, you have to turn it to be good in your wisdom. How to defend the six organs of eyes, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind? You have to ask yourself, not seeking for the material with greedy mind. Even when the first thought came out of your heart.
饮食之节量。那么我们都知道呢，暴饮暴食或是吃太多的食物会产生昏沉，或是吃不净洁的食物啊，会产生呢这个身体的负担。所以呢，现在世间人呢，真的不懂得爱惜自己。他给他这个身体过量的负担，就产生了病。那我们应该呢，随时知节，就是我们知道呢，我们自己啊，这个节气。所谓的节气，就是让我们自己有廉耻心。要懂得自己呢，要停止，不要太过于贪求，聚信又精进。如果我们让我们自己的身心能够像一条啊通畅的河流，那我们就身呢就会轻松愉快，加上呢心有正信正念，那么身心呢都依止正行为，那么就是聚信又精进。这么说的话呢，这些魔啊就不能够胜过你啊，就好像呢那个风啊吹到大石头山不能动摇一样。
In food, the moderation know. If we eat and drink too much at one meal, we feel in a daze. We may easier get tired and sleepy. If we eat too much of greasy food, the body will feel uncomfortable. People do not really love themselves. They do not treasure their own bodies. When the body is overburdened, people will get sick. Therefore, we do moderation know in all situations. We must understand to stop seeing of dessert. Don't be greedy. It's full of faith. One is diligent. If our body and mind adjust like a river, we will always feel joyful. If the mind is full of faith and one is diligent, then one no mara overflows, as wind does not a rocky mount.
人啊，在中国在森林里面有一个呢，这个老和尚啊，他修行。那么那个老和尚呢，啊，因为啊知法、行法、正法，所以呢，他的心稳如大地，很欢喜呢，在法位禅定上。那么有一天呢，这个魔鬼呢，啊，就想啊侵扰这个老和尚，扰乱他，让他不能够安住修行。所以呢，这个魔鬼呢，就示现一个很大的身体，但是没有头的一个形象，站在老和尚的面前。老和尚一看到他呢，就说：“哦，太好了， 你真是太幸运了，以后你啊再也不会有头痛的毛病了。
There was a older monk who lived in a forest in China. He practiced Buddhism very hard. His mind was quiet, mild and peaceful as the earth. He realized the true meaning of the Buddhism. He was in a deeply meditation. One day night, a Mara appeared in front of him. The Mara bothered him in order to stop his practice. He standing in front of the older man with his ugly, giant body but without the head. The older man spoke to him, "It is so great. You are so lucky not on the head, and then you will never get the head a head."
那个鬼呢，一听这老和尚啊，不但不害怕，反而这么说的时候呢，就消失了。跪下呢，他又变一个没有手脚的来。老和尚真的很高兴地跟他讲，哇，那你很好啊，以后都不用工作了，也不用走路了，也不会有手脚痛的毛病。
Then Mara was gone when he found that the older monk was not afraid of him. In few minutes, he appeared again. This time, he had no hands and legs.The older man was so glad and spoke to him, "You don't have to work and walk anymore. You will never get hurt of hands and leg."
然后呢，那个鬼一听，又消失不见了。跪下呢，他就变成一个啊，没有肠胃的。剩下这个死人骨头的身体出现，这老和尚一看又说呢，哎呀，太好了，你以后都不会肠胃痛了，不会肚子痛了，你怎么这么幸运呢？这鬼呢，一听，这个老和尚根本就不害怕，那就没意思了，所以从此以后再也消失不见。
The Mara then...disappeared again. Just a while later, he was appeared in front of the older man only with the human shape of bone. He had no stomach. The older man said to him, "It's so nice that you will never have stomach again. How lucky you are." The Mara knew that the older man was not afraid of him.He felt not interesting to play the joke with him. He was gone.
当然呢，我们要说这个老和尚禅定功夫很好。可是呢，事实上，这个老和尚是因为呢，对我们人生以及万物，所谓的啊，一切没有永恒无常的啊，这种妙法深深的体证，因为他知道现在现前的不是永恒的，所以他已经远离恐怖及颠倒梦想。那么如果我们懂得呢，节制，停止自己多余啊种种不必要的贪欲，就可以舍却呢无量的包袱，因为知道这些是无常的，那么这样子的话，所有的业风呢，就不能够呢动摇你这个大地。
The older man was in the deeply of meditation. In fact, the older man had enlightened the true meaning of Dharma. He realized that everything is impermanent.And uninternal. He understood even the thing he owned at the present time, which was also on internal. Therefore, he was not afraid and he left this joy dream thinking far behind. If we do moderation know and stop the greedy mind, the wheel of karma is not able to affect of you.
所以呢，善于守护自己的眼耳鼻舌身诸根，然后呢，让自己啊身上没有多余的负担，啊，深入于观察世间相的无常，那么我们就不会被种种恐怖贪欲之魔所束缚，我们就能够离魔而得解脱自在。
Observing your six organs of eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind, not to claim.
怎么样能够被魔所束缚呢？就是贪欲太多，而不知你所贪的境界是无常的。如果我们能够呢，用这个佛的慈悲戒律，戒指我们自己不太贪，然后呢，在依止佛陀所教导的无常的正慧，那我们就啊能够离开魔的束缚，不只是僧人，连在家居士也是一样的。
Why do people tie up by the mara? It is because that people were greedy in desire. They don't realize that everything they are seeking for, which are still impermanent. If we do follow the Buddha's precepts to stop our desire of greedy, we will live away from the mara because we do have the correct view of wisdom. The truly truth is not only for the monk and nun, even the layman.
好像呢，以前有一个读书人，因为要考试，所以呢，就去啊借住乡下一个空房子。那么他借住在那里呢，那个主人有跟他讲，这房子啊是很偏僻很静，可是呢有一点不干净啊，你怕不怕？那年轻人说，我读书啊，读的是圣贤书，我有正气，我不怕，你借我啊。那主人说，你既然不怕吗，那你就进去住咯。
There was a scholar who borrowed an empty house from a man. The empty house was around the countryside. The master of the house talked to him. This is a nice house. It is also a quiet place for you to study. But there was the ghost inside the house. Aren't you afraid? The scholar realized that he owned the healthy atmosphere, because the knowledge he had been studying, which were all written by the Sagacious man. He answered, I am not afraid to live alone. Can you borrow the house to me? The master of house then borrow him the house.
那么那个学生呢，就搬进去啊，那读书人就搬进去住。过几天呢，有一个晚上，他正好点了蜡烛，然后呢，这蜡烛啊还没有准备要放哪里，就看到呢，从墙壁有两道光啊，慢慢这样出来。结果出来的时候是一个很大的啊鬼头，还有两个眼睛是绿光的。 但是他的头呢一半是没有的，是平的。这书生一看到啊，就讲，哎呀，太好了，我正在找不到地方放我的蜡烛啊，这个地方来放正好。他也不管那两个眼睛瞪大眼睛正在放绿光啊。然后呢这个书生就啊点着那个蜡烛呢一直看书，看到那个蜡烛有烧完了，整个蜡烛有都烧在那个鬼的脸上，等烧完了呢他就去睡觉，那个鬼呢觉得没意思呢，就慢慢又从墙壁里面消失了。
The scholar then moved into the empty house. Few days later, one night he was lighting on a candle. He was just thinking where can put the candle. He saw two rays of light came out from the wall.And then a big head of ghost with a pair of eyes glistened with green ray appeared. But it was only a half of head. The other half of head was flat. The scholar said, It is so nice. I am just looking for a place to put the candle. This is a good place to put the candle.He was been studying until the candle had gone out. He then went to sleep. The wax of candle overflowed the face of ghost. Then the ghost disappeared from the wall.
我说他读书那个，又过了几天呢？这学生啊，在晚上啊，读书读的一个晚上呢。那么快要清晨的时候，肚子很急啊，就去啊上厕所。当他蹲在厕所里面呢，啊正在紧张的时候啊，突然间呢，那个鬼啊两个大眼睛又从地下冒出来。可能他是想说呢，要把那个学生一下跌进那个厕所洞里面淹死吧。可是那个学生一看。说啊，你这个人真没有品性，连这个地方你都要来，上个厕所有什么好看的？我正在想呢，这个卫生纸啊，没有地方可以放。啊，你既然来这里刚好呢，因为他的头啊，有一半是没有的。那学生也很调皮啊，就把那个卫生纸、厕纸呢，就给他塞进那个鬼的嘴里。结果那个鬼就在那边一直做呕呕呕呕，然后就从此以后呢，再也没有出现过了。
Few days later, the scholar was still studying during the night. Before the sunrise, he was suffering from diarrhea. He went to toilet. Suddenly, he saw the pair of big eyes appear again from the floor. The ghost.Appeared again, but the scholar was not afraid of the ghost. He said, Why are you living in this dirty place? I am just looking for the place to throw the tissue away. Now I got an idea. The scholar then threw the tissue in the mouth of ghost. The ghost kept vomiting and gone away.The ghost was never appear again.
这个呢，就是这个学生啊，没有得失之苦。如果呢，他有得失之苦，他就会害怕啊。那么，因为呢，他知道这个鬼也不是真实，所以他在看他也不把他当成真实。这个鬼离开，他也没有放下，也没有失去之苦，对他的身体呢，他也没有说特别要保护，或者是呢，害怕这个鬼来伤害他。所以，人如果一旦有得失之心，也会被魔所束缚。如果能够深观得失的因缘，是无常的，是幻化不真实的，那么 得失之苦舍离，也不会被魔所束缚。
The scholar had never suffered in gain and loss. If he too has the suffer in gain and loss, he would afraid of the ghost. He realized that even the ghost is not real. He didn't treat the ghost as the real object. Even the ghost was gone from him. He never felt suffer in loss because he had ever gained.Even his own body, he was never afraid to be hurt by the ghost. If people have suffered in gain and loss, they are tied by the Mara. If we realize that everything is impermanent, even when we gain or lose the thing, we will never have suffered in gain and loss, and the Mara...It's not able to tie us up.
那么好像啊，在以前呢，中国啊有一个和尚啊，那个和尚呢傻乎乎的，人家给他什么东西呢他都不要，一天到晚呢就只是打坐。他刚开始呢在寺庙的时候啊，在那里住，那后来他觉得呢，寺庙里面呢有人来人去，还有亲人呢来看他，很讨厌，他就住到啊寺庙的后山去啊。那么住到寺庙的后山去呢，几年当中呢动都不动。后来他妈妈想念儿子啊，就叫姐姐去看儿子，还拿了三匹布呢啊，三块可以做衣服的布去给这个弟弟。他姐姐呢看到这个弟弟就说，你看你衣服这么破烂，妈妈想你，你也不回家一下啊。这个和尚呢仍然一句都不吭。
There was a man in ancient time of China. He died to meditateHe did not take from others when people gave him the thing. Originally, he lived at the temple, and then he moved to the backyard of the temple because he didn't like the noisy. He never lived away to other place since he moved to the backyard of temple, even his home. His mother missed him so much.She asked her older sister when visiting him. His mom also asked her sister to bring him three boys of clothes. His sister talked to him. Mom miss you very much. Why don't you ever go home? See how worn out clothes you are wearing. The mom said nothing.
他那个姐姐呢一看啊，这和尚跟他讲了半天话一句都不吭，就不管他了，布就给他丢在地上就走了。经过三年后，这妈妈呢看这个儿子啊，和尚还是没有回去看他，又叫他姐姐带了一些东西来。他姐姐来呢，他仍然坐在那个地方，仍然穿着破衣服，那衣服更破了，一摸到呢就腐烂了。那姐姐就问，我不是三年前给你三匹布吗？你都没有拿去做衣服啊。那姐姐在那边一直啰嗦，后来那个和尚呢就指墙壁旁边，那里也有一堆已经烂掉的布，三年前放到三年后放，一动都没有动。当然呢，这个和尚啊，后来的成就很大，因为呢，他已经处理了家庭戏服情欲之苦，再也没有任何一种的情欲之魔呢，能够啊，拉动他的心思，能够束缚他，所以 在情的世界当中，他已经是一个出离自由的人。要能没有恐怖，不为魔所系缚，就要离情。
His sister left the three boys of course to him, and then she left away. 3 years passed. His mother asked his sister to visit him again because he still never go home. The monk was still sitting at the same place when her older sister came by. He was still wearing the same worn-out clothes. His sister asked him, I did give you 3 boys of clothes. Don't you use them to make the new clothes? His sister was far too long-winded. The monk showed her a pile of worn-out clothes in the corner of the wall. The 3 boys of clothes were never been moved since they were put there by his sister 3 years ago. By the way, this monk attained the higher position in his practice because he did cut off the desire of love, including the love between him and his family. The moral of love desire is not able to affect of his clear mind. He was not tied up by the desire of love, and he was free for not tied up by the desire of love. If we are able to cut off the desire of love, the mara is not able to tie us up.
非真是真实，真实见非真，邪思维境界，彼不达真实。
Conceiving with the real in unreality, while seeing unreal the truly real, roaming field of dull ear form, never they at the real arrive.
非真是真实，什么叫非真呢？如果能够产生变化的万物，以及呢人类的思想以及行为，那我们不应该呢认为它是永恒不变异的。
While seeing unreal the truly real, what had been called by the unreal, all things on earth include the human thinking and action.Are changeable every moment, therefore they are uninternal and unchangeable.
那么好像呢，我们现在的人啊，很贪求呢这个物质的享受，好像呢喜欢大房子。或者是呢喜欢种种啊宝物，这些呢都是借我们用的，可是人却因为贪求而忘记了善用他的智慧。真实见非真，真实的就是说这些所有物质或者是人际，人与人之间的生命变化，它必定会成住坏空，必定会生老病死，这个是真实的，一定不长久的，可是我们却执着它，认为它是永恒我所拥有。
The human beings sit.Ease and comfort. They are greedy for the materials. They love to own the big house and jewelry and treasures, they are belonging to us only temporary of time. People forget its true meaning, conceiving the real in unreality. All material will be experience of form, leave, destroy, and empty. This is the truth. It is uninternal. We thought that it is internal that is belonging to us forever.
所以生活在这个世间上，如果没有常常用智慧去观察这个人生的真实义理，只是一味的欺骗自己，明明心中知道这些是变化无常的，可是却一味的欺骗自己，一直追求自己欺骗自己的心念，认为我拥有这些，这个叫邪思维境界，彼不达真实。那么他永远呢都会在这个梦幻泡影的得失的这种爱欲呢交杂的心中痛苦。
People do not realize the true meaning of things. They lie themselves that those materials are really belonging to them. Even this kind of thinking is wrong. They kept it for them. This is what we have called roaming field of thought earphone. Never they had the real arrive. People feel suffer in their pine dream andillusion. They always feel suffer for gain and loss.
可是呢，如果我们能够常常教导自己，常常熏修学习，这个一切所有万法都是借我们用的，它不是真实永恒的。可是我要好好的善用它，让它发挥到最大的功能，那么你就会活得很快乐。所以得跟失是在一念之间而已。
Yet we are able to realize that all material are belonging to only the temporary of time. They are not internal. We are able to well use them and to carry forward. We will live in happiness, gain and loss within a thought.
好像呢，曾经有一些学生啊，就跟我讲啊，有时候他们也会抱怨，说啊，师父你看呢，他们那些有钱人，哎，有钱真好。你又是钻石啊，又是好车子，又是好房子。我说你要钻石吗？他说要啊，可是我到哪里去拿？那个很贵的。我说很容易啊，你看他有钻石，他敢常常戴吗？他是不是有时候戴一下而已？他说对啊。我说你去珠宝店啊，你去珠宝店呢，去看那个珠宝，然后呢你就跟那个老板说，我试戴一下好吗，然后再戴一戴镜子，看了一看镜子呢，漂不漂亮啊，好不好看，你戴到满意，所有的呢你都给他戴好之后，戴到满意，然后全部还给那个老板，你就带着满心的欢喜，把这些欢喜呢放入你脑海中就回来了。二十五，那有什么用？那叫空欢喜。我说那我问你啊，那些拥有这些钻石啊宝物的人，如果经过水灾冲洗之后，他东西还在不在？不在。如果呢他经过火灾烧灼之后，可能呢还存在，可是也可能融化，不一定。可是他经过地震，地裂开陷进去，他到哪里去拿他那些钻石？所以他也是空欢喜啊， 那你又不用负担的空欢喜，有人帮你保存好好的，你就可以一次带这么多，他也只不过一次带一两粒，所以谁富贵？你富贵啊。
Some of students were ever complaining to me, how lucky to be rich. They own the big house, jewelry, and cars. I then asked them, do you wish to own the diamond? Of course, but where can I get them? They are so expensive. They answered. I asked them,Do those rich people wear the jewelry openly? They answered, No, they are afraid to wear them openly. I then talked to them. You may go to a jewelry store and to ask the store owner to try those jewelry on. After you are satisfied for your greedy and desire, you then justReturn all the jewelry to the store owner. Then you are full with joy. The student answered me, 师父, the joy will be gone. I asked her one question. Were those rich men own the jewelry after the flood? Were those jewelry still exist after the big fire?Where can they find those diamonds after the earthquake? Therefore, you are more rich than those rich men. Before you ever own all of the jewelry at the jewelry store while you are trying them on, but those rich men can also wear one to two diamondsIn their life.
然后呢，那些学生一听，他说：“嗯，好像有道理哦，师父。”我说：“对啊，我跟他讲，有一次啊，有一个居士啊，到我那里来，啊，我也搞不清楚，反正来的人就来，去的人就去。”我也不知道他很有钱，他们是两个人来，然后呢，过一下，啊，我们就谈话谈一谈呢，过一下之后，其中有一个呢，这珠光宝气的女人，她就在很紧张，在那个地上啊，到处摸，到处找，还找厕所，还找洗脸盆，我就觉得很奇怪，我问她。你发生什么事了？他说我那个不见了。啊，我说你什么不见了？他那朋友啊，就说跟他一起来，他那个就说：“师父啊，你刚刚都没看到吗？”我说看到什么？他的牙齿上镶一颗钻石啊。我说牙齿上镶钻石？对啊，你没看到现在少一个洞？我说我不知道啊。他是不是喝茶吞下去了？啊，然后呢，他一听到我讲说他是不是喝茶吞下去了，他就很紧张啊。啊，他说那我要回去了。我说你急着回去干什么？去照 X 光啊，万一真的吞下去要开刀拿出来啊。啊，我说你牙齿本来破了吗？他说不是啊，因为钱太多没地方花，所以镶一颗钻石在牙齿上。我说你不怕有人讲话的时候敲落你的牙齿吗？他说到目前还没遇到。我跟他讲，我说我很遗憾，我不知道钻石长什么样子，如果呢哪一天我捡到，我可能还当玻璃珠给他扫掉，所以你最好找仔细一点再走吧。
Those students spoke to me, 师父, I think you are rightOne time, there were two lay women who came visiting me. While a short talking, one of laymen was nervous. While a short talking, one of lay women was nervous. and seemed to look for something on the floor. I felt so strange and asked her, "What is going on to you?" She answered, "Something is missing." I asked, "What is missing?" Her friend answered to me, "Shifu, haven't you seen it? Her tooth in there with a big diamond. Haven't you seen it missing right now?" I answered, "I never pay attention. Did she swallow the diamond while she heard from me?" She was nervous. She spoke to me, "I'm going home. I will get to have an x-ray. If I really swallow the diamond, I am going to have a surgery." I asked her, "Why do you in there with the diamond on your teeth?" She answered, "I have too much money." I answered her, "Don't you afraid that someone will break your teeth while you are talking?" She answered, "I never been made yet." I replied to her, "I haven't seen the diamond. I ever don't know what it looks like. Maybe someday when I pick it up, I will wipe it away as a glass bowl."
所以呢，非真实啊，不是真正的拥有。纵使呢，你把那个钻石啊吞到你肚子里，是不是你所拥有？你死了之后呢，全部身体烂了。臭了，然后呢，他还是呢，啊，可能将来你的子孙啊，啊，把坟墓弄起来，把骨头捡一捡放在瓮里，又把那个钻石拿走了。你何尝真正拥有它呢？啊，好像有一天有一个人，有一次呢，肚子痛了，他肚子痛到啊受不了。就去啊找医生，那医生啊用那个 X 光一照，啊，糟糕了，你身上里面有大肿瘤啊，在肠子里面呢，啊，在胃里面都有肿瘤啊。他说那怎么办？那开刀咯，把这些先开刀取出来咯。他就真的呢住进医院就开刀，结果呢开刀一看，嘿，里面居然呢，不是肿瘤，是什么？金块啊！全部拿出来的金块呢，大概有好几两重。原来是这个人呐，啊，他很贫穷，所以他赚的钱就是买金子。他想说呢，他放在其他地方呢都不实在，所以呢，他就啊把这个啊金子呢换成啊一块一块的金块。然后呢就给他吞到肚子里面，他走到哪里金子就跟到哪里，是最安全的，而且又不用炫在外面让人家抢，放在肚子里面又没人知道，啊，当然开刀之后他也忘记了他放了多少两，他只知道他的金子都在肚子里。所以开刀的医生呢一开刀看到是金子，那里面的人大家分一分，啊，然后呢那个人出来啊，没有一无所有啦，里面还是给他放几块金块了。但是呢，多数的金块已经被大家分走了。这时候我们很深刻的体会到说，你吞到肚子里面的金子，乃至都不是你所拥有。这个呢，就是啊，我们要知道啊，一切因缘的法都不是永恒，我们只有使用的权利，没有拥有的权利。如果你不让这些东西运用到所有一切众生上，它是众生共同的财产，那么真实见非真，那么你们所成就的事情呢，都是在生死轮转当中不能够善思维境界， 那就常常呢在生死轮回当中受苦。
Therefore, even you swallow the diamond, it is still not belonging to you. After you died, maybe your children took it away from your stomach. You are still not on it. One time there was a person who had the stomach ache. He went to see the doctor. The doctor found a big tumor in his stomach with the x-ray. He then had an operation. Finally, the doctor found out that it wasn't a tumor. It was the gold. Actually, this person bought a large piece of gold. He decided to swallow the gold because he thought that no one is able to turn them away from him. If the gold is put in his stomach, he thought that it's most safely. Of course, he forgot how much gold he had originally owned. The doctor then took them some away. As the result of this story, we realize that even the gold you swallow in your stomach are not belonging to you. All dharma of cause and effect are not internal. We only have right to use them. We have no right to own them forever. If we are not able to use them to benefit other living beings, conceiving the real in unreality, all you have done are still in transmigration. If you are not able to be correctly guided, you still always feel suffer in transmigration.
真实是真实，非真之非真。正思维境界，彼能达真实。
That which is real, they know as real. That unreal, to be unreal. Roaming field of thought well formed, they at the real arrive.
那么如果我们能够呢，在真实的法义上，也就是人生真实是无常的，人生真实是变化的，要善于接受跟运用，而不是呢一直在哀怨悲愁舍不得过去。一个人呢要懂得善加珍惜你现在的生命资源，今日所呈现就是你的福报。如果你一直回忆过去，一直舍不得抱怨过去，你连今日的福报都没有善用，所以是愚痴人。
The truth of life is impermanent and changeable. We have to accept the truth instead of not willing to give them away. People have to treasure whatever they have owned on hand. Whatever you get is your blessing.If you are not willing to give the formal time away, you are not able to treasure whatever you have owned at present time. You are a stupid person.
那么，非真之非真。也就是呢， 我们知道啊，这个世间所有一切的因缘都在啊转化。我们可以很明白的啊告诉自己，也问一问自己，我可以把昨天拿来今日重复使用吗？你说我可以，但是这个可以在你的生命时间上是不可能的。那既然如此，为什么我们把昨日的不时要永远让它停留在今日上？这个就是呢，不是真实的。我们要知道真实，要知道非真实。所以人要善用当下，今日有多少福报我就用多少，不要去舍不得昨日，不要去贪心明日如何。
That unreal to be unreal, all thing on earth is keeping change. You may ask yourself this question, am I able to repeat to use the pastime of yesterday? If your answer is yes, but in fact,You are not able to repeat your life. As the result, why do you keep the unreal which you had gone through yesterday? Why do you keep it until today? This is what we had said that which is real, they know as real. That unreal to beUnreal. Therefore, we have to be very treasure whatever we have on at present time. Don't be not willing to give away the yesterday. Don't be greedy for only in tomorrow.
好像呢，我们呢，昨日有苹果跟啊葡萄可以吃，今日呢有橘子可以吃，可是你一直希望能吃昨日的苹果跟葡萄，那么你今日的橘子味道也没吃到。在明日呢有水蜜桃可以吃，你仍然希望呢能吃苹果跟葡萄，那么你连水蜜桃都没吃到。因为你一直打妄想的关系呢，那么过一个礼拜之后，所有的人都只有送你苹果跟葡萄，你又开始怀念呢这个橘子啊跟水蜜桃，又懊恼这些人怎么每天都给我吃同样的食物。你忘记去观察你自己的心，而不珍惜每一天所该拥有的福报。什么叫损福？这个时候就是损福了。所以珍惜当下是每一个人所应该学习的智慧。
For example, we own apples and grapes to eat yesterday, and we have the orangeTo eat today. If you are willing to have the apples and grapes which you had ever owned yesterday, the orange you have been owning today is not tasty for you. Moreover, you will have punch to eat by tomorrow, yet you still wish to own the apples and grapes which you had ever owned before. The punch are not tasty for you because of you have vain hope and people came to visit you bought you the apples and grapes after 1 week. You are then willing to have the orange and punch. You were upset for getting the same fruits. You forget to observe your mind. You don't treasure for the present you have gotten every day. What was being called wasting the present, you are do so. To treasure whatever you had on at present time, which is the great wisdom for everyone to learn.
如果呢，我们能够正思维这些境界，就能达到呢真实解脱之处。
Therefore, if we are being correctly guided, and we are able to reach the real,
好像呢，啊，我们这里啊。有一个人，他呢做任何事都很赚钱，好不容易啊积攒了十多年，赚了3000多万，所以他就很高兴的呢，盖了一栋非常豪华跟大的房子。其实他们家人很少，只有几个人，但他盖了一栋显示他富贵豪华的房子。那么也好不容易终于盖好了，很高兴，选择了一个日子呢要落成。
For example, there was a man who earned up to 30 million in 10 years. He built a big and luxury house for his family to liveEven there were only few people in his family. After it was built up, he decided to move into this new house in a nice state.
结果呢，他选的日子也非常的好，就是呢，在1999年9月21日，这天日子呢，据说是最好的，很漂亮的日子。所以呢，他就大宴亲朋好友，好不容易呢，到晚上啊，11点多、11点半，都请客完了，收拾好了，那些亲朋好友也回去了，因为大家呢来祝福他热闹。然后呢，他很愉快的用新房子啊洗了一个舒服的澡，然后躺到床上去，已经超过12点。当他呢用很欢喜的心正要睡觉的时候，突然间大地震来了。这个震呢太厉害了，所以呢他就赶快跟家人跑到房子外面。当他呢跑出来房子外面的时候，这个大地震继续摇动，然后呢这栋房子3000多万的房子就正好在他享受不到一个小时的时间之内就垮了，瘫了在他的面前。
He decided to move into his new house at September 21st of 1999. He entertained guests at a grand banquet until around 11:30 at night. All guests were gone.He was having a nice shower and then lie in bed around the midnight. When he was almost fall asleep, the big earthquake came. He quickly ran out to the house with his family. He then saw the new house which was far in front of him.He was enjoyed to live in this new house for 3 hours.
所以十多年的努力只用了一个小时，这个呢正好是啊教导我们无常，一切法的真实面目。那么如果我们能够每一念当下善用，我们就不会是奴隶， 我们就会是自由的人。这个呢，就是如法的思维，那么能够脱离呢，这个痛苦系缚的轮转。今天先讲到这里。
He had been working hard for 10 years, but he only owned the new house for not over 10 hours. This is what we have called life is impermanence. This is truth of Dharma. If we are able to well use every moment when we have on hands, we are not the slave by the time. We will be free. If we are being correctly guided, we are doing away from suffering.